Again, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Amen. To the preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, Jesus is a good God. That's what I'm trying to get folks to see right now. Our God done some marvelous things and done something that nobody else can ever do. That's what I'm trying to get somebody to see right now. We take him too lightly. Take him too lightly. Take him too lightly. We don't got so used to Jesus, we call him buddy. Take him too lightly. Take him too lightly. Hallelujah. I got my same main subject. The God who needs nothing. Number 105. Turn your Bibles to Matthew 1 and 21. And then we're going to get Philippians 2, 9 through 11. But Matthew 1 and 21, we dealing with what choir just got through singing. We don't know what we got. We don't know what we got. We take Jesus too lightly. God knows we do. I promise you, we take him too lightly. What God gave us, can't nobody else give it. What Jesus done, can't nobody else do. Hallelujah. Matthew 1 and 21, it said, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sin. We take that lightly. Either only somebody can save a man from sin. Nobody else and nothing can save a man from sin. Sin will kill you. Sin will destroy you. He come to take away our sin. Sin will make you act bad. Now watch yourself. You can do it so long and make you look bad. But he come to save us from that. That reason so many folk mean. Got that mean stuff in them. He can't help it until Jesus come in their life. Can't help it. you got that mess in you, you may shoot anybody. That's sin. But when he come in your life, instead of shooting somebody, you hug him. He come to take away our what? Sin. Make you stop stealing. Stealing from somebody else is sin. We don't know what Jesus done for us. Come to take away our sin. Who gonna do all this? Philippians 2, 9 through 11. Philippians 2, 9 through 11. Wherefore, he came into the world now, born through a woman. Therefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. You shall call his name Jesus. And this same Jesus, he have exalted this name above every name. And at this name, everybody got to bow. Bow now or bow later, but you got to bow. Got to bow. And not only bow, but that at the name of Jesus, every knee got to bow of things in heaven, God Almighty, things in earth. And things under, even the devil crowd got to bow. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Something about Jesus that folks take lightly. What I've been dealing with, we take salvation lightly. Heart of mine, lightly. What you trying to say, Brother Walker? God made Jesus boss. Everybody said boss. B-O-S-S. Over everybody. In everything. He the boss. He the boss. He not an employee. He the boss. I mean it. He the boss. See, but what make it, Reverend Walker? Watch what I said now. He exalted this one country name. This one common name. Over every name you can come up with. Yes, sir. I put it over, I don't care who name it is. I put my sword over every name. Yes, sir. And not only that, and at this name, every knee got to bow. Whether you bow now or bow later, you got to bow to this name. No other name. Heavenly. We just don't know what we got. When you got Jesus, you got the best. I said the best. Not the rest, but the best. No name is higher than this name. You may laugh at him now, but one day, every knee got to bow to this particular name, because God had exalted it above every name. I get a happy thing about it. I'm so glad I already done bowed. Lord, to talk to him. Y'all just make a practice of just talking to him.
Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, the devil may see to you having some of the best thing on this earth in order to follow him. God Almighty. He can't give you stuff, you know. In order what? To follow him. The devil. If he gets his hand around your throat, he'll give you things just to follow him. But always remember, the best on this earth is less than anything in heaven. I'm going to say it again. You didn't get that. I said the best on this earth is lesser than anything in heaven. You can't come up with nothing. That's what God got in heaven for you. God Almighty. Things on this earth is secondhand to the things in heaven. Everybody says secondhand. You don't like to buy secondhand stuff, do you? You know, but everything on this earth, I don't care how posh you may worship it, but it's secondhand to what God got in heaven. And folk are running at this stuff. Y'all are running at these stuff. That's in heaven. If you want some stuff, see by heaven. Hallelujah. And my brother and sister, watch this now. So take your time, Walker. God have the best thing out of the reach of money. Folks will kill you for money. Folks walk the street and see money and pick it up. I even pick it up. Cost is what? Yeah. Yeah, y'all walk over pennies. I pick drop them. I'll come behind you and pick every one of them up. Coffee's what? Money. A penny is a seed. You need your light bill paid, but you walk over a penny. Ain't nothing but a penny. But it's money. Get your corn seed. Drop it in the ground. You'll get a ear corn. Cope is corn seed. You can eat it. Well, you may need your light bill paid. Your note behind. But you walked over a penny. That's a seed. God sometimes tests it out. I'm giving you a seed. But all down the road, it may grow somebody and have your life bill. Because you walked over money. Money. But God overpowered money. Nothing greater than Jesus Christ. When you got Jesus, you got everything. Y'all ain't paying me no attention. Look like y'all ain't paying me no attention. I said, when you got Jesus, you got everything. There's no outside of him. You can't reach outside to get nothing because everything is already in him. Jesus told me people's taking too lightly. Take him too lightly. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, we can get sick down here. We can die down here. But heaven is greater than anything down here. God Almighty. Heaven is a place. And whatever in heaven is better than anything on this earth. Y'all ain't got that. whatever in heaven is better than anything we got on this earth. God Almighty. One thing about heaven, ain't no sickness up there. One thing about heaven, ain't no dying up there. One thing about heaven, ain't no longing up there. Every day is hot and hotter up there. We take Jesus to what? Life. The devil will give you stuff down here to keep your mind off of heaven. There ain't nothing but chicken change when you get to doing what the devil tell you to do compared to what God got for you. That way you got to look at what God got for me. And everything the devil give you is temporary. God Almighty. We take Jesus too lightly. We take salvation too lightly. We think salvation is something to play with. But Jesus is heaven best. God hand out Jesus to us. Gave him a name which is above every name. And at the name, every knee got to bow. Sickness got to bow. Everything got to bow to the name of Jesus. The devil got to bow to the name of Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, this one name have disturbed, have upset, have troubled Satan and the whole world. This one name, Jesus. And if you don't have room for Jesus in your life on this earth, then, what, Reverend Walker? You will have no room in heaven at all. God Almighty. If you ain't got room for Jesus down here, he ain't got room for you in heaven. We won't put everything in our life down here but Jesus. But if you don't have no room for him down here, he ain't gonna make none up there for you. God Almighty. Blessed is the Lord. And the fullness thereof, all them they that dwell therein. Bless his holy name. And watch this, y'all. Watch this. You may not have no room, but when you sin, you got to see him before he send you to your home. And when you do sin, whether you want to bow or not, you still got to what? Every knee what? Got to bow. Every tongue got to what? Confess that he is Lord. God Almighty. You got to bow, whether you bow or want to bow. You got to bow to him. I ain't being dogmatic. And those who don't go to heaven, you got to look at him and say he is God. And then when you look at him and pronounce he is God, and then he's going to send you to hell. You got to bow. Father, and admit that he is God. I just missed him. The devil gave me the stuff. I thought I had everything. But you ain't got everything until you get Jesus. The devil will give you stuff to get your mind off Jesus and fool you that God doing all this, you see. But you know you don't know the law. See, but and you'll find yourself lost as a turkey. He give you stuff. The devil got your mind going. You're doing all right. You're doing fine. And you say, I don't need Jesus. But you got to bow. Look at Philippians 2 and 10, Paul. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name.
Yeah. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
God Almighty.
Of things in heaven.
Listen.
And things in earth. And things under the earth.
Every knee got to bow. Even under the earth. He going to hell.
Yes, sir.
And then the demons.
Yes, sir.
All them that went to hell down in here. Yes. They're going to look at him and say, he is God. And got to bow. Yes, if you got any knees, you got to bow. Yes, only way you don't bow, you ain't got no knees. That's right. He said, it's in here, every knee. So, brother, if you don't have no knees, you can't bow anyway, anyway. You made me thought about something. What? You know, Lord, you know, we wonderfully made. I mean, wonderful. Just suppose we didn't have no need. God Almighty. You had to fall flat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God Almighty. Boy, God is something, boy. Don't have an elbow. I'm just throwing this in free, you know. Ain't got a elbow in it. Can't do but shake hands in it. Can't wipe my own face. He got to wipe my face. I'm got to wipe his face. Wonderfully made. Bless his holy name. He's some God. Bless his holy name. Notice, my brothers and sisters, in the last, in Eber days, that we stopped off on last Sunday. In the last and Eber days, everybody, everything are more important than Jesus. Notice now, in the last days, he come last now. God is still in charge. When you look around and see what happened in the days and last days, you see everything move, and we want to move with it. But when God get ready to do something, them things be first. He last until sickness come or some trouble come. Want to use God as a little crutch then. But when you're well and you get around, you don't need God. Everything important but Jesus until something happened to us.
That's right. That's right.
Could I say it like this? Yes. Sister May, and we think Jesus crazy.
Yeah.
Treat Jesus like, he don't know what happened in my mind. He made you. To surprise somebody, when you came out your mother's womb, he already had your record from your birth down to how long you're going to live, what you're going to do, how you're going to act. He already got, we can't surprise Jesus. Can't surprise Jesus. He know everything already about you.
Yes, sir.
He ain't got to study nothing about you or me. He already know you. When he brought you in the world, he had your record already.
That's right.
He know if you're going to be lost or be saved. He know when you're going to lie. He know when you're going to do wrong, when I'm going to do wrong, when you're going to do. He know all of that. So you can't hide nothing from the Lord. That means when you go pray, you just say, Lord, have mercy on me, forgive me. So you already know it. Devil fool us, make a thing. Well, you know, don't tell him that. He already know it. When you be honest to God, that's when God can answer your prayer. He know we're not perfect. Don't tell a lie, Lord. Tell us. Don't tell I lied, Lord. Don't tell I done this. Because he already what? Know it. And when you confess it, that's when God can forgive you. Oh, he knows everything. He knows about everybody. Bless his holy name. And in the last days, he become more important than anybody. He's not important to folk no more. Them old folk lean on him. They depend upon him. They may not have much, but brother, they depend upon Jesus. They always feel that God's going to make a way. Yeah, no. May not have no bread to eat, but God will survive. Them old folks say he'll have something, and buddy, he gonna have something. Bless his holy name. Best thing that ever happened to man is Jesus Christ. Jesus is man's best friend. Everybody's best friend. He man's best friend. I don't care who you got for your friend, Jesus is your best friend. But the devil have blind his mind, a man's mind, for the thing. ways of this world. It's a beautiful world, right? But temporary. Beautiful, but what? Temporary. God Almighty, just temporary. This earth gonna be destroyed.
Yes,
Reverend Walker, what? You tell me God gonna destroy this beautiful world? Yes. Let me say it again. Let me say, don't sleep on me. I'm gonna wake you up now. Let me see that now. The most precious thing in this world is junk to God. What we call precious. It ain't nothing but what? Junk. This diamond cost me all this money, but it's junk to God. I had this sports car made special, but it's junk to God. God doesn't need no car. He can tell the car come in. The car come to him. It's his car. Everything belongs to the Lord. And we won't treat things better than we treat Jesus Christ. You just don't know how important Jesus is. In these last days, putting everything before Jesus Christ. Bless his holy name. Jesus is man's only way to escape hell. Only way. Everybody say only way. He allow the devil to put doubts in man's mind of unbelief. When he gets you with unbelief, the devil got his hand around your neck. Don't believe the Bible. Don't believe Jesus. The devil got his hand around your neck. And my brother and sister, God promised to give us a house made out of gold and no payment forever. All this stuff, this secondhand stuff. He promised me a golden house with no payment. You can't beat that nowhere. The house you're in right now, the somebody's going to eat it up one day. Fire can burn it up, water can drown it out. But what about a house God made for you? It's out of pure gold. I said pure gold. Taken too lightly. But the devil have you getting things of this world. And you think you got everything. Because you got this. I ain't doubting nobody now. But you better make folks show you got some Jesus. That's all. Make sure you got him. It's all right to have things, but don't let things get a hold of you. Don't let the thing have you, but you have the thing. And know God gave them to you. He can take them when he get ready. You like Job, come out, Job. He allowed the devil to take everything Job had. Lord Almighty, because he wants Job to trust God. But old Job said, you don't know who I know. I know somebody who owns the world. I know somebody who got the sea in his hand. On the land. I know the man who owns everything. Got the whole world in his. Boy, look at it. He got the whole world. No, I ain't got nothing in my hand. Watch this. Now, this God hand. He got the whole world in his hand. The whole world. In his hand. What he need with me?
All right.
He got the world. Lord, I'm going to give you my tithe. My tithe. Anyway, you ain't got nothing. What you got to give me? I got everything in my hand. If you're going to pick up something, that's mine. You have nothing.
You're right.
I make it rain when I want to. I make it snow when I feel like it. I don't want to make earthquake when I feel like it. I can get the world and do it like that. Poop. Throw it away. Cause everything in my what? Hand. We don't treat Jesus right. We take him what? Lightly. Take him too lightly. He's some God. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, he promised us these things. He guaranteed these things. Paul, look at Revelation 21 and 18. God Almighty.
And the building of the wall of it was of jasper.
Listen to that.
And the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass.
God Almighty. A gold house without payment. No more notes. No termite can eat it up. Without notes. These brick houses cost enough of money, but here one made out of what? And no payment. Not phony gold, but what? Pure gold. God got everything for us. And we allow the devil to give us a few of this halfway stuff. But God got the best stuff waiting on us. He wants us to worship and praise him and put our confidence in him. Nothing that the devil have belongs to him but sin. Everything you see, God got it. He is sin. That's where sin comes from. Originated from the devil. That's the only thing he owns that God doesn't own. He got everything in his hand. Golden streets. God Almighty. I thought about that when he said city, boy. You know, it's a city. See, you said that. Who is the mayor? Who is the mayor of the city? God Almighty. He the mayor of everything.
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit. You got a lot. You got a 2 or 3 acres, but I'm going to give you a whole city almost. Whole city belongs to him. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, we are going to a city that called no more. Everybody say no more. No more sickness. No more crying. No more death. No more pain. No more working. No more nights. No more day. No more confusion. No more enemies. No more jealousy. No more sleeping. No more bad weather. No more bad health. No more argument. No more devil. No more sin. No more violence. No more doctor. We don't need no doctor. We go to a city called No More.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
We ought to be excited. Every y'all to shout sometimes. Because I know where I'm going. If you don't know where you're going, you better check somebody. I got my ticket to Old Folks Act in my hand.
Yes, sir. No more. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No more.
No more.
Enemies. They ain't got to have no bulldog no more. No pit bull to watch my house. No more crooks. No more nothing. Nothing but good stuff for us up there. Don't need no doctor because he's the doctor. We take him lightly. God got all this stuff for us down here. We let the devil lead us away from this stuff. We take him too lightly. We take Jesus and salvation too lightly. Lord Almighty. And my brother and sister, nobody done this but God. Oh, boy. Do you? Everybody look at me. Do you get happy by yourself sometimes? Don't y'all play with me. Don't play with me. I said, do you get happy sometimes? You ain't got to come. come to church is just to get happy. I dare you get by yourself and just think about how good the Lord is to you. When I was a boy, them old sisters didn't have much, boy. Yeah. But they'll get happy sitting out there and sitting in a wooden chair.
Yeah.
Ain't got no shoes on their feet. And
yes,
look ragged looking. And they'll be sitting by themselves. All that once you see, boy, hallelujah.
Yes,
I ain't know what they're doing. You just say, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes,
they get happy even thinking about it.
Yeah.
They know what God got waiting on me. May not have what you have, but I got something coming one day. And I can hold out just a little while, but I'm going to pray for it no more. Look at Revelation 21, 1 through 8, Paul. Bless his holy name.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And there was no more sea.
And that's the first heaven. But passed away. Some kind of way, it passed away. God Almighty, clouds passed away. Everything just passed what? Away. No more sea. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
And I, John, saw the holy city.
A holy city. Go on, Paul.
New Jerusalem.
A new one, not the old one.
Coming down from God out of heaven.
God Almighty.
Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Lord have mercy. Boy, boy, boy. Bride getting fixed up.
Yeah.
All powdered up and smelling good. And got a what silk on or whatever you have on. And
lace
or whatever, all the other stuff. And that's where it is when we see Jesus. God Almighty. Wants to look good. Wants to smell good. Prepared. Like a bride get looking good for her husband. Read on, Paul.
And I heard
listen
a great voice out of heaven saying,
yeah.
Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
Yeah.
And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people.
Listen.
And God himself shall be with them,
yeah.
And be their God.
Yeah. All this gonna happen to us.
Yeah.
Don't you take this lightly. Read it sometime. It'll increase your faith. This is not all you see now. This just junk what we see in this world.
Amen.
But God got something for us. Those who've been born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, we're going to have a brand new world, a brand new city, a brand new body. Ain't no more patching up nowhere, no more doctor, no more sickness, no more headache, tablet, everything. We take salvation too lightly. We take Jesus too lightly. All of this. And you come with your head down there, your head drooped all over. Oh, yeah, we may suffer down here. If any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross, mean suffering. You may catch hell down here, but just wait a little while longer. You following Jesus. He said you're going to catch some hell down here. You following Jesus. Don't compromise with the devil. Keep from suffering. You just stand up and wait on Jesus. God will bring you through. Ask Daniel. Ask the Hebrew boy. Ask Moses. He'll bring you through. Pharaoh's still around. Bless his holy name. Read on, Paul.
And God shall wipe away all tears
listen to that.
From their eyes.
God Almighty.
And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.
And listen to that. Yes, listen to that. We take him too lightly. When you save, you got something. When you give your life to Jesus, you got something. Money can't buy. Money can't touch this. This stuff compared to what God got is second-handed. The devil offers sucker hand stuff.
Yeah.
Get some first class stuff.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, it's going to pass away. God Almighty. Read on.
And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new.
God Almighty.
And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful.
You've got to believe it. They are true and faithful. I can't lie. God Almighty. He's going to make everything new. And we're going to have a new body, so he gives us a new city.
Yes, sir.
He ain't going to give you a new suit and some old pair of shoes. Everything's going to be new.
That's right.
I don't need no Cadillac. I don't need no Mercedes.
All right.
I don't need no airplane.
Right.
If I want to go somewhere, I just move like I ain't. You can't beat this nowhere. You can't beat this nowhere. Everybody ought to be running to Jesus. I got all this waiting on you. Everything the devil gives you is second-handed. God Almighty. God let us use this stuff down here just for a little while.
Amen.
He got something waiting on us. Read on, Paul.
And he said unto me,
listen,
it is done.
It's done.
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life. Freely.
You ain't got to worry about nothing else. Everything up there free to us. The Alpha. And I'm the beginning. I am the ending. I start everything. I stop everything. I've got everything in my hand.
Amen.
Think about it. Now watch this. Let this be God's hand. He got everything. Watch this. In his hand. All that we reading about, all that in his word. Well, you got some big hands in it. All that stuff in his hand. Ain't no more worry. I'm glad I'm on my way to heaven. Give your life to Jesus. If you're not saved, you're going to need him. He's the only one. That's what he come here for, to save us from sin. God Almighty. Read on, Paul. That one.
He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son.
All things. Inherit what? All. Everything that you once wanted, you have it right there. And but we're going to be in a place where we don't want no more. I mean, a place where we never want no more. We God can have us satisfied. If he didn't, we'd be running, where you get that from? I want that too. Now, see, everything, ain't going to be nothing like that up there.
Yes,
nothing but everybody, he have your mind set to be satisfied. God, the only one, he made us, and he knows what it takes to make us what? Satisfied.
Amen.
If it wasn't, it'd be a mess up there. But he's going to fix it. He got all power. He's going to fix it where our mind will be completely satisfied. Ain't no unsatisfied folks in heaven.
No, sir.
And you don't want to go?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. I'm glad I got my ticket.
Yes,
one more voice, boy. Move it, Paul.
Yes, sir. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable,
yeah,
and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone,
oh,
which is the second death.
Now watch this. Let me explain a little bit. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. The second death. Watch the folks who never give their life to Christ. Now watch what's going to happen to you. If you never give your life to Christ, you're going to die another time. You got a second death. What is the second death, Reverend Walker? The second death is the lake of fire. That's second death. Going down in the lake with the devil. That's second death. You'll be there forever. In the lake of fire forever. And ever. And ever. Ain't no end to it. And ever. And ever. I know it sounds bad, but that's what the Bible is there. And ever. He give you plenty of change. You get 10 times ago. And ever. Ain't no end to it. To ever. See. Nothing but moaning and groaning. Forever. And if that means the gospel is so important. That means salvation is so important. That means so important to have Jesus in your life. Because if you go to hell to the lake of fire, you're there for what? Ever. Ever. That means it's taking so long to get here.
That's right.
He said he's coming back. That means it's taking so long because he's waiting on folk who got on the Lamb Book of Life to get saved.
Yeah, that's right.
If you're on that Lamb Book of Life to be saved, don't you put it off. You're going somewhere when you leave here. You've got to understand, this is just a house we live in. But I told the folks on yesterday, this is just a house we live in. That's all this is, a house. You on the inside of this body.
That's
when it gets sick. It's not here to stay. But God gonna give us a brand new body. When Jesus got up out that grave, he had a glorified body. He said, when we see him, we'll be what? Like him. With a glorified body. No more aching, no more crying, no more hurt, no more nothing. We have a glorified body to live throughout eternity. Ain't no more doctor. What would even a doctor in heaven? Nothing. The doctor got to go somewhere. Forever, you right? What we need with a doctor? What we need with food? Nothing. We'll have a body like Jesus. A glorified body. One never hurt for nothing. A body can live out through eternity. Forever and ever. We take Jesus too lightly. We take our salvation too lightly. I come to give you a way out of this mess, and you don't want to accept it. That's what the preacher for. That's what the gospel for. That's what the church for. He's trying to get folk what? Saved. He gives us chances after chances.
Amen.
But the devil put doubts in your mind. Sometimes your friend, oh, good, we don't care about change the last stuff. Nah, nah, nah. Oh, man, I have my phone. Oh, I'm doing. All that mess. We let that stuff soak in. The devil, that's right. Go talk to him. Go talk. The devil got disciples too. Anyway, he can stop you. If I don't care who they are. It may be your best friend. If they're going against the church, the devil at you. The devil at you. We take Jesus too lightly. Bless his holy name. And my brother said, we're finna go now. Hallelujah. Watch this now. Watch this. Watch this. Nothing but peace. Nothing but joy. Forever and ever and ever and ever. God has no plan for mankind outside of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus or nothing. I'm going to say that again. God has no plan for mankind outside of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus or nothing. Jesus is God's pattern for mankind. And any other pattern is Satan's pattern. I'm going to say that again. Jesus is God's pattern for mankind. And any other pattern is the devil pattern. Regardless of his lifestyle. Now watch this now. Watch this. Look at Luke 16, 13, Paul. God Almighty.
No servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon.
It's impossible to serve both at the same time. My brother and sister, the fullness of Christ is the fullness of life. The fullness of Christ is the fullness of life. In other words, a person can live a good moral life on this earth without the life of Jesus Christ. Y'all got that? I said he can live a moral life, a good moral life on this earth without Jesus Christ. Moral life, good for you, good for you. You know, he say, and that devil fool him, you on your way to heaven, you don't steal, you don't do that, you don't run around, you don't blah, 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 you don't lie on folk, blah, blah, blah. All of that now. See, but you can't work your way to heaven. You can't be good enough to go to heaven. The only way Jesus is out of a pattern to go. Oh, boy. Paul, look at Luke right quick. 16. Luke 16, yeah, and 13.
We just did.
Just got that? Well, look at Luke 18. 18 through 27, right quick.
And a certain ruler
watch this.
Asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
Listen at it.
And Jesus said unto him, Why callest me thou good?
Yeah.
None is good save one, that is God.
Yeah.
Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery.
Listen at it.
Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness.
Yeah.
Honor thy father and thy mother.
Yeah.
And he said, All these have I kept
all these things
from my youth up.
Yeah.
Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, Yet lackest thou one thing.
One thing.
Sell all that thou hast and distribute it unto the poor.
Yeah.
And thou shalt have treasure in heaven and come, follow me.
God Almighty.
And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful.
Very sorrowful.
For he was very rich.
Very rich.
And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?
Boy.
For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
I got 9 minutes. Watch this. Now watch. See, that lets you know it is impossible. Literally, he's dealing with a camel.
Yes, sir.
And you know how big a needle is. A needle hole in it. You can't hardly see it. That's impossible, ain't it? All he's saying, trying to go to heaven without me is impossible. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how you kept your mother commandment. I don't care how you do this, how you do that. All of that, you've got to still go through Jesus Christ if you want to go to heaven. Good, goodness don't get you to heaven. What Jesus got on that cross would get folks to heaven. You've got to go to him. He got it. You've got to get okay from Jesus to walk in his kingdom.
Yes,
goodness can't get you to heaven by yourself. You've got to be the goodness of God that saved you. Jesus' blood would get you into heaven. I believe he died for my sin. And all the good you have, and don't go to Jesus, you're still full of sin. I come to save man from his what? Sin. Doing work on your own, you still got your what? Sin. I come to deliver you from your sin. But working comes to doing good and folks love you, like you, and you think you're doing everything right. See, you can't pay your way to heaven.
No, sir.
The only way we get there is through who?
Jesus.
If God don't see the blood,
No, sir.
They got to see the blood of the Lamb. That will open the door for heaven for anybody to go in. Bless his holy name. And this what folks got to do. They think their riches by being good on this earth is no ticket to heaven. The Bible, I hate to disappoint you, but it's here.
Amen.
Can't get to that. You got to go through Jesus Christ. Regardless of your lifestyle, that don't get you to heaven. That's his holy name. The fullness
of Christ is the fullness of life. In other words, a person can live, I say, a good moral life on this earth and still can't go to heaven. God of mine. See, he thought that he was all right, but he wasn't all right. The riches of this world is not salvation, said the Lord. Keep all the commandments, all your lifestyle. But he would believe, if he couldn't believe Jesus Christ for his salvation, he never would go to heaven. He's still lost. Jesus is the only way to get there. I'm the way, the truth, what? And the life. No man can come to the Father except he come by who? Me. Jesus is the only way. Don't be deceived, folks. The devil deceives so many folks now. Think they can do good to go to heaven. I don't do this. You can live a good moral life on this earth and still go to hell. It's just that simple. Don't need to be calling little something, little she-old, no, it's hell. And in England, not the Greek, but hell. Well, you can understand it. Goodness don't, you got, why can't you go through Jesus? What's wrong with Jesus? He said, I'm the way, I'm the truth. Well, how can you go? He's the only way. Well, what's your shame of? What you afraid of? Come to help us. Jesus Christ is our only way to go to heaven. You may get some new Bibles, new books, and find out there's another way, but don't take that way. You better go Jesus' way. That's his holy name. I've got two more minutes. One more minute. Hallelujah. And my brothers and sisters, watch this now. Keeping the Ten Commandments to live a good moral life and being rich with money, houses, and land is not salvation. Y'all got that? That's not salvation. Right quick, Paul, look at John 6 and 44. Then John 14, 1 through 6. Watch this right quick.
No man come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day.
No man. I don't care who you are. No man. I don't care who signed your name. No man. No man can come to Jesus except the Father draw him. God. Read on, Paul.
Let not your heart be troubled.
Yeah.
Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you.
Yeah.
I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Yeah.
And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know.
Yes,
Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest.
Yeah.
And how can we know the way?
Watch Jesus.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way,
I'm the way.
The truth, and the life.
I don't tell lies.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
He the only way can get to heaven is through Jesus Christ. We take Jesus and his salvation to lightly. Jesus is man's only way to heaven. And without him, you can't go to heaven. I don't care how the devil comes in your mind, and sometimes the devil has you so you think it's real, and it is real. You think, this is a phony. It's real. He is real. He'll put all that mess in your mind and make you feel that because you're doing good, and God blessing you. The devil throws things at you to keep your mind off the Lord, that to keep your soul from going to heaven. See, if you know you're not saved, get yourself saved. That's not dogmatic. You better get saved before it's too late. You don't know when you're going to die. You don't know when God's going to call you home. I'm young. Young folks die just like old folks die.
Right.
Folks got to understand that. I'm young. I got a long time to live. Who told you that?
All right.
Jesus even let death rob the cradle.
Right.
That child hasn't got nothing, but he got to go through the way everybody else going. God just take him on back to heaven.
Yeah,
but he come rob cradles. That's God's business. Ain't no mistake. Can't nothing move except God allow it to move. Everything is in the hands of the Lord. Ain't nowhere in the Bible where Jesus said, Everything going just like he wanted to go. Can't nobody stop that. But we take salvation too light. That's what I'm on. God told me to tell folk, they take my son too light. They take their salvation too light. Take it too light. We think it's something to play with. If you die, where you think you're going? Think now. I'm just trying to get you to see a point. If you die right now, where you think you're going? If you never give your life to Christ. Huh? Where you think going? Hell. That's right. Don't say it. Who else said all that? It's hell. I'm not being dogmatic. It's just hell. Jesus said it in the Bible. That's what keeps us out of hell. It's Jesus Christ. I gave my life to him. You ain't got to pay a dime for it. That's the thing about it. Don't have to pay you don't have to pay a penny for it. It's just free of action and belief. You can't beat that nowhere. You think that, and folks in church think that's a shame. You better get yourself saved. I'm not being dogmatic, but you better get saved. You feel better. If you get sick and can't get well, you feel better. I know where I'm going when I leave here. But if you once die without Christ, it's too late. He gave us all the time. The devil get in your mind and say, yeah, you know, you won't be the only one down there. Blah, blah, blah. That's the devil talking to you. You're doing pretty good, you know. Well, blah, blah, blah. All that talk he did with you. He just don't want you to give your life to Jesus Christ. Because he knows long as you wait, he got a chance at you. You ought to break that chance right now. If you know you're not saved, you ought to break that chance right now.
Amen.
I know where I'm going when I die. I'm not boasting by his grace. I know where I'm going. I'm going to heaven when I die. And preachers got to preach this stuff to me last day. You see how the world coming? We haven't seen nothing yet. Keep on living a little while longer. You don't wish you had a guy saved. Get saved. Get saved. The Bible says if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. He said, if thou feel something. He said about that. But if I got faith in the word of God, I believe what God would say, I'm saved. It ain't about how you feel. Just accept I'm saved. I believe it by faith. I'm saved.
You can't beat that nowhere. Let me tell you the problem is the average person ashamed. Shame of what?
God Almighty. If you want to go to heaven, you got to drop your shames. Ain't nobody going to get mad but the devil. Everybody saved going to shout with you. I'm going to say it again. Nobody going to get mad but the devil.
Yes, sir.
Let us all stand. I got a gospel to preach. Jesus told me they take me lightly. They take me something to play with. They're not serious with me. Salvation is very important. Very important. Very.